WMFO in.
It belongs to you.
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Now let's get funky like a witch's monkey.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
Rock star Sid Vicious is dead after taking an overdose of heroin last night.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Man, these four grubby-looking guys in leather jackets, who we all thought were brothers at the time, and torn jeans walk onto the stage, and a few eyes start to raise.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries and political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And each week, we have a different theme for you. Last week, we had new DJ training with Sophie, but she needed to switch her second session time. And we're back with a regular episode. Yeah, a regular episode is if there is such a sound collage that's a regular episode. Yeah, I thought Sophie did a terrific job for her first time on the air. And I thought she'd make a wonderful DJ. So then when she sent me an email saying that she wasn't going to be able to complete the training, I urged her to contact our training coordinator and see if there was a way to get on somebody else's show this week. And I'm so glad she took up my advice there. And now she's going to be a DJ. Woohoo! On WMFO in Medford. Yeah. In case you didn't know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and tonight our theme is called Punk versus Funk, as we depart a bit from the usual strict plastic sushi genre jumping part of our formula in each set, and instead go deeper into just two genres, a bit more like a Tears of the Gods. Although, we certainly started out with a Japanese band. That was BVA, which stands for Borden Vacant Anarchy. Yeah, they're a Japanese band, and that was a song called Punk It. And we're also going to be going wide in our exploration of punk and funk, as evidenced by my backing track, my ambiance right now, by the punk band The Addicts. Their electric guitar version of Ode to Joy, which was, the music was written by Ludwig van Beethoven based on a poem by Friedrich Schiller. And we're going to be hearing from two bands that have done both the punk and the funk music styles very well. But one of them, Queen, is definitely primarily known as a rock band. But there are so stylistically broad. And then the other, in the second hour, The Clash, they started off as a punk band before evolving and spreading out and covering so many other genres. But to be clear, with just two tracks from each of those, they aren't featured artists like I have on the Tears of the Gods. It generally takes three songs to be a featured artist, unless you're like Wendy Carlos and we're playing a 20-minute piece or something like that. And then, as far as our audio clips from who knows where go this evening, they're going to include Jello Biafra, the quite elegant frontman for the punk band The Dead Kennedys, as well as so many other projects. And then we've got movies. Yes, we've got excerpts from the Dirty Harry and Shaft movies and a video dealing with a very bad boy named Felix and the procedures that were used to discipline him. Also, clips from the movie Dr. Strangelove, one of the greatest political movies ever. Shout-outs to listeners John in Beverly and Philip in Smithtown, both of them tuning in via the magic of the internet. We've got so many great punk and funk artists coming up for you this evening, like the Sex Pistols, Earth, Wind and Fire, Rick James, Rancid, Kool and the Gang, The Dead Kennedys, Hot Chocolate, Green Day, Funkadelic, Isaac Hayes, The Ramones, Cameo, Johnny Thunders, and the UK Subs, and Chic. All that and more. And just so we're clear, The basic format of the show tonight is to exactly alternate between a funk song and then a punk song. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage with, of course, another Japanese band here. Here's some Japanese funk, a band called Soup.
Javi.
This is called Suri Takara.
Yeah.
Is that we really tried. Everybody tried to talk to him, Steve and Paul. And Malcolm even went to the extent of physically kidnapping Nancy at one time, knowing that she was an extremely bad influence on him in that direction. And certainly really tried everything he could do to talk to him. And you would get through to him. And then the next day, you'd be back to square one again.
Such a bad boy. I leave you with a fairly new mistress who obviously did a very good job on you, and you could not behave.
I'm on a summer rain mission for you, baby. I feel the way you were going. I picture you up on our TV screen. I feel your undercurrent flowing. To me,
punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? I'll tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Let's
grubby looking guys in leather jackets who we all thought were brothers at the time. And Torn Jeans walk onto the stage and a few eyes start to raise.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business. You this. He won't sell anybody out to buy his future. And that, my friend, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
He spent 15 years getting loaded, 15 years till his liver exploded. What's Bob gonna do now that he can't drink? The doctor said, what do you think of me? Bob said, that's the point. I wasn't thinking about nothing. I gotta do something else.
Oy, oy, oy.
The past is tiny way to shake his head. New identity. 12 hell Dr. Moffat. And a girl who rides a scooter. Take him out of town. Well, we get around. Right around. At truck stop bar, you can hear the motherfuckers go. To show. He'll be kicking in heads at the punk rock show. Bob's the kind of guy who knows just. Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what to do. When the doctor tells him to quit your drinking all the time. Really ever walk the line? To all my friends, I feel fine. Really ever walk the line? Kicking ass, busting heads, pressing boy records. What's the name? He shakes his head. But will he ever walk the line? Will he ever walk the line? Will he ever?
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our Plastic Sushi theme tonight is called Punk versus Funk, as we exactly alternate between a funk song and a punk song over and over and over and over again. We began with the Japanese funk band Soup and their song Tsuridakara from their Taboo album. And then it was the Sex Pistols, probably the most infamous punk band of them all. That was Submission from their only real studio album. Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. There's some other albums like the Great Rock and Roll Swindle that came afterwards, but that was just all the tracks that they could possibly find after the Sex Pistols broke up and trying to make money off of them, the record companies. Yeah. And then it was Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star from an outstanding compilation, Pure Funk, Volume 1. And then we jumped over to some punk with the Bouncing Souls, song called 87. I found that on the Punk-O-Rama Tour CD compilation. And then some very classic funk, Rick James, Super Freak. And, well, let me just say, Rick James, there was a beautiful, talented man, and the tragedy of drug abuse just ruined his life and killed him. Yep. And then we finished off the set with Rancid and a story wrapped in a song about a man named Bob who did not end up killing himself due to drug and alcohol abuse. Instead, he became a punk. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the punk band Green Day, with a song rather unlike their normal styles. This is called Last Ride In. Are you looking to meet new people? Do you enjoy getting a free meal? You know, yeah, there's the Afroism. There's no such thing as a free lunch. But actually, there are free lunches. Like here at Tufts University on Thursdays at noontime in the first floor of this building, Curtis Hall, Curtis Hall Multipurpose Room. The Tufts Environmental Studies Department runs their weekly Hoke Cunningham environmental lunches. It's a one-hour talk. And there's always free vegetarian pizza. And then on Fridays, the Science, Technology, and Society Department runs their free STS lunches. And they're at noontime in a different place. But there's also free vegetarian lunches there always. And you just need to show up. No RSVP required. The easiest way to find out about both of those is just to Google Tufts Environmental Lunch or Tufts STS Lunch, and you'll easily find it. Meanwhile, over in Davis Square, the second Friday every month from 5 to 7 p.m., you can come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables, along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options are available upon request. And everybody, yes, everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. And yeah, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford and heartymealsforall.org. The next free meal date is going to be next Friday, October 13th, 5 to 7 p.m., 31 College Avenue in Somerville. So, in the next set, we are going to hear from a band usually known for their great rock and roll, but if you listen to their albums, they do so many other genres as well. And I'm talking about Queen. We're also going to be hearing from Cool and the Gang, the Dead Kennedys, Hot Chocolate, and a band called 999. So, yeah, starting off, we're going to hear Queen do what's basically a funk song and a really big worldwide hit for them. And then we're going to hear a deeper cut that they were prompted when punk music came out in the, yeah, in the 1970s, of course. And they were inspired. This song I'm going to play for you called Sheer Heart Attack was written by the Queen's drummer, Roger Taylor. And he plays the rhythm guitars and the drums, and he sings part of it. So I hope you enjoy it as we explore punk versus funk here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.
Another one bites the dust. Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey. Another one busts the dust. Hey.
Yeah. things down and a brand new day. No more will the tax to pay. A sight the salon's gone up in flashing light. Countless millions whisked away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems go and kill the poor tonight. Gotta kill the poor. The lights are made. The crime rate's gone to three again. A life's of the reason humans feeling right. Jane Fonda on the screen today. Convince the liberals it's okay. So let's get vested and so in the night. Oh, well, let's kill the poor. Kill the poor. Kill the poor.
America is waiting for
human rights in America. Human rights in America.
Thanks. did not achieve this position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind.